Friends, my friends, how are you doing? How are you sleeping? How are you feeling? You know, today's episode, we have special guests, a member of the wonderful F3 group, if I may say so. And that's from my own unique perspective, from the lens that I have seen. It may differ from individuals, but I'll share with you what I have seen so far. Now, this individual today, F3 name is Bones, B-O-N-E-S. So big shout out to you. He's going to talk a little bit about why he joined F3, the impact it's had on his life and those around him, and the circle of trust. Now, before we dive into there, I wanted to share a little bit of impact, the term impact itself. I think if you look at your life, more than likely, to some degree, you're probably focusing on that very term, impact. You're probably focusing on making an impact on your goals. You're probably focusing on making an impact on your family. You're probably focusing on making an impact in your work sector. Right? Fill in the blank. Impact, it's a heavy term. It's one that you could draw a circle around and create a spider web. Have little lines around it and say, where in my life am I creating an impact? And if you do that, you'll tap into that category of purpose, conscious purpose, being able to wake up each day and feel like you are living a purposeful life because you are making impact in these areas. So let me play that out so it makes sense. You know, let's say that I share with you, we're sitting down, we're getting a cup of coffee, and you say, Juan, you know, what's your purpose? And I go, well, you know, I feel that I have a purpose in this area, a purpose of helping others. It's what led me to be a mental health professional. So it leads me every day to sit down with individuals who are willing to be vulnerable and share their vulnerabilities, where they're at in life. And I'm very grateful for it. So I feel that my purpose is to be there, to be in that space. And that's one category of purpose. It could be others, but I'm just sharing this one today as an example. So then we know that much. And I go, okay, what's that next step? Because it's great knowing the purpose, but what's the next step? And the next step is the impact. What impact is taking place there? And then the impact would be that I'm waking up each day and I'm putting in the hours. I'm engaging in research. I'm advancing my education. I'm ensuring that I'm supporting others in the way that is moving them forward in life, creating commitment to healing, to recovery, to growing. And maybe I even take that to the third level and evaluate the impact and make sure that all of that connects to that purpose. So for today, it's a short episode. But I want you to think about that. I want you to think about your life. Get a sheet of paper if you need to. Put this to work. Identify impact. Draw a circle around it. Look at your domains of life. If you're a father, look at fatherhood. What impact are you making in there? If you're a husband, look at that spouse, partnership. If you're a worker bee and you've got this job that you're really about, write that one down in there. And then dig into that impact. Ensure that you are actively action-oriented and engaging in it. And in today's episode, when you get a chance, you're going to listen to F3 Bones, and he talks a little bit about that impact. My encourage is that I want to encourage you to walk away with action. Walk away with, okay, I'm going to do blank. That's where change starts, change evolves in that process when we agree to, I'm going to do blank. I am doing blank. I am living by these words. All right, my friends, jump in, enjoy the space where Mr., if you will, F3 Bones, gives you a little feedback on where he's at with life.
This is David Huff, F3 Bones, 35. The reason I got into F3 was I was interested or curious for, you know, what it looks like being a husband, being a father, being a man, you know, from folks who are, you know, 20, 30 years down the road for me. And so it's really beneficial, and it's been very beneficial for me to see, you know, what these guys are thinking about, what matters to them, you know, so I can take steps these days to position myself to be that best version of myself, the highest and best version of myself that I can be. So that's kind of why I joined F3 in a nutshell. I mean, obviously working out's great and, you know, the camaraderie is great too, but really got into it to kind of take a glimpse into what my future could look like. F3's helped me be a better husband, a better partner, a better dad, better leader and boss in my business. I think the biggest thing that I've seen it help other folks with is discipline, and also the fitness goals and benefits that come from it. The circle of trust, what that means to me, I guess the saying is, you know, what happens in the circle of trust stays in the circle of trust. It's a good time, and I think an important time, to be able to be vulnerable and to, you know, kind of air out your challenges, your demons, and let other guys, you know, acknowledge, support, and, you know, accept you for who you are and that you're dealing with those things. And, you know, if they, you know, are able or willing or wanting, you know, maybe give you some advice or connections or things that can help you, you know, accomplish and overcome those things that are holding you back.